More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, give me a break! Are you feeling overwhelmed? We're going to help you find the peace that God wants to give you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled, Give Me a Break. We're talking about stress, and if you're feeling overwhelmed about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships, or you are just stressed out in general and feel like everything is getting to you, we are here for you at 877-573-7825. Or for that matter, if you're struggling to support someone you care about who's struggling with stress, whatever the circumstances are, if something is stealing your peace, we want to help you reclaim your calm. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
You know, reclaiming our calm is really important. And we'll break this all down, you know, in terms of the theology of the body and all of that kind of stuff in a minute here. But just think about your experience. When something happens and you get all keyed up, anxious, challenged by something, your body goes into fight or flight, and it stinks. It's just awful. You can end up saying things and doing things that are destructive to your relationships, that are destructive to you. You can fly off the handle and snap at people. You can make rash decisions. You can pull into yourself and get nothing done and let your life start to fall apart. You can just be in a place that isn't connected to God, not tapped in to your best self. And you really can't continue to go on that way, or really negative things end up happening to you. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, it just isn't good for us. And it's not where God wants us to be. So if you want to break out of that feeling of overwhelm, if you want to break out of that reactionary place you're in where it's all just too much, let us help you today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can send your questions to us via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you are listening live, we love hearing your voice. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. Now, if you're wondering what that is, when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design and creation, especially of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us of the importance of living in a state of receptivity rather than reactivity. Receptivity is the state of mind that allows us to stay connected to God, stay in touch with our resources, and be our best selves, even in those stressful times. By contrast, reactivity is that state of mind I was talking about before, where we fall into a place where we are allowing ourselves to be so caught up in our problems that we lose our connection to God. We fail to even reach out to others in any effective way, and we forget to gather our resources and neglect to make a plan When we're living in a state of reactivity, we can't learn from our mistakes or make use of any new resources. So we end up working really, really hard, but we're just digging our hole even deeper.
So receptivity is something that we can learn and practice by becoming more aware of how our bodies are reacting to the people and situations around us, and making sure that rather than focusing all our energy on getting control of the stuff that's going on outside of us, focusing inward, working to take down our emotional temperature, reconnect with God and our resources, and identify how our best self might respond to the situation. You know, St. Francis de Sales was speaking to this idea of receptivity when he wrote in his Introduction to the Devout Life, quote, "Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything, even if your whole world seems upset." Well, that's certainly easier said than done.
That's why he was a saint, right? But we're called to take steps to live like that saint.
Yeah, well, and also receptivity doesn't mean pretending to be blissed out while my life is burning down around me. You know, it just means that recognizing that if things are on fire, you know, running around like a chicken with my head cut off isn't going to help anything. You know, I need to make a prayerful plan. I need to ask for God's help to thoughtfully and intentionally gather the resources and support I need. And the more I can practice cultivating this receptivity, even in the middle of stressful times, the more I can learn to manage stress gracefully, no matter what's happening to me or around me. So let's talk about how to do that at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about stress today on our show titled Give Me a Break. And if you're feeling stressed out about a particular challenge in your life or relationships, or you're just stressed out in general and feel like everything's getting to you these days, or for that matter, if you're struggling to support someone you care about who's struggling with stress, whatever the circumstances are, if something's stealing your peace, we want to help you reclaim your calm. The number, 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those stressful situations in our life or relationships, those times when we just feel stressed in general and have a hard time not reacting to everything. We ask you, Lord, to help us find the peace in the middle of the storm, to help us to stop running around and trying to fix everything outside of us, but to take a moment to focus inwardly, to concentrate on reconnecting with you, to gather the resources and the support that you give to us, and to make a plan to cooperate with your grace so that we can move forward step by step in real confidence, knowing that you are leading and guiding us to the solutions that you would have in your heart for us. Help us to hold on to our calm and to be receptive to the movement of your Holy Spirit so that we can do your will, even when everything is going crazy. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled, Give Me a Break! As we talk about those times when we feel stressed out and overwhelmed, and whether you're stressed out about a particular challenge in your life or relationships, or just stressed in general, or if somebody you care about is struggling with stress, we want to help you reclaim your calm. The number, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Elizabeth, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi, yes, good morning. So, give you a quick little backgrounder here. I know we don't have a lot of time, but about a year ago, I was laid off from work. Okay. I've had a very great career for the last 20 years. And when this happened, I kind of felt in my gut that it was a little bit of a relief because I felt like God was calling me to for a new purpose. Here we are a year later. I'm still laid off, still at work, tried to get several opportunities, but they haven't worked out. And so during this time, obviously, this is when we need our spouses and we need those love, who are close to us and love us, to really kind of step up. And I really hadn't felt that during this time with my husband, even though, you know, it wasn't blatantly, you know, just, you know, being cold or anything, but I really just didn't feel that, you know, honey, let me hold you. We can get through this together. We're, you know, I think this is the times when we need to really be there for each other. Anyhow, I've learned a lot. I've been giving of my time. I've been doing a lot of volunteer work. I've really been just putting the situation in God's hands because, like you mentioned in your intro, that, you know, we can be all upset and stressed and it's not really going to change the situation. So I really embraced it. I really had an aha moment, or the light went off yesterday, where I finally just had this conversation with my husband. And I said, look, I've been going through this for the last, you know, 12 months, and it's been hard. And I haven't gotten the emotional support that I needed from you. And honestly, I felt this for several months. I just didn't want to face it. And I felt like God is telling me that until I face what's going on in my marriage and try to find a way to reconnect, I'm not going to have other parts of your life move forward. And there was such a moment of peace yesterday when we had this conversation, and a moment of really reconnecting, that I want to take it to the next level. He says that, you know, from an emotional standpoint, he doesn't really know he doesn't have the tools, and he doesn't know what to do to support me in that way. So I'm turning to you all to see what you can offer.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know what? I'm, you know, good for you for bringing it up to him. I'm really happy that he was able to say that he wants to be able to give that to you, even though he's not sure where to start.
That's a wonderful response.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because, you know, all of us come into marriage lacking certain skills or bringing certain baggage with us. That's
just
not
having
the
a different style from our spouse in terms of what, you know, we feel loved by or what we can do. And he could have just said, I can't do that.
Right.
And walked away, and he did not.
You know, so having those problems or having that baggage isn't really the problem so much as when people just say, well, this is the way I am, and you just have to live with it. So I'm thrilled that you had that conversation and got that response. So now the question is, how do you get those skills? I'll throw out a couple of different suggestions for you. One of them, actually, Marriage Encounter, does a great job with helping couples just learn how to give each other that emotional support. You know, because one of the techniques that they teach is basically it's a reflection. It's reflective listening, right? So where you're able to, you say what you need to say to the other person, and then the other person kind of reflects back, you know, in their own words, what they heard you say. And you'd be surprised how often, you know, what they heard you say is different from what you actually said. So it's a really useful tool. And to get some time, you know, over a weekend to really just reconnect with each other and what God's plan is for your relationship. So a resource like Marriage Encounter does a great job with those kind of basic communication exercises and really kind of cultivating that sort of empathy. You might want to do some reading together. Our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, really talks about 8 research-based habits that happy couples practice in their relationship that other couples can learn. And we give you exercises and discussion questions to help you develop those skills. And I think that being, you know, just going through the book together and really maybe discussing a chapter a day or a chapter a week, whatever you have time for, I could really, you know, just get you focusing in on your relationship and, you know, learning new ways to connect with each other. If you feel that you need more personalized guidance, then you can always reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to get, you know, to work with one of our team members there in helping you build a more, you know, stronger, more connected, more caring, passionate Catholic relationship. But I think that these suggestions will get you started, you know, just getting some basic tools like it. And whether you're doing Marriage Encounter or, you know, even if you just, you know, you go to the bookstore and you pick up some marriage books that I didn't recommend necessarily, you know, even if you don't like what's in there, the point is you're reading it together and you're talking about it together. So my thing is, you know, getting new resources, you know, however, starting with the suggestions that we've made here, but just even just opening yourself up to things that are going on in the community that focus on marriage, because you just want to keep the conversation going and really start looking at, you know, well, you know, what do we want from our relationship? Where are we going? What do we need from each other at this point? And just having those discussions, I think, is a really important thing. One other resource I'll give to you, the Gottman Relationship Institute, it's not a Catholic organization, but they are really the gold standard in marriage building resources. And so if you go to I'm just looking up their website, I'm sorry, just do a Google search for Gottman Institute. It's Gottman Institute. It's just Gottman.com is a great resource there. So sorry.
Yeah, and they've done all the marriage research, and they've got some great resources. But as you're saying, Greg, I couldn't agree more. Start, Elizabeth, with thank you, honey, for being open to what I said. Because, you know, honestly, I think every spouse who's feeling what you're feeling is afraid to approach their spouse because they're afraid to get rejected even more. And he listened, and he had an open heart, and he is willing to learn. So all of these things to be able to say, okay, you know, take this to him and say, okay, thank you for being willing to go deeper with me and learn what I need. I want to learn what you need, because we obviously just have different styles in this. What kinds of things do we want to do? Do we want to go on a marriage encounter retreat? Do we want to read books together? Kind of go through some of the ideas that Greg has enumerated here and see what works for both of you so that you can both learn and grow. Because I guarantee you, if you were feeling that kind of distance and unsupport, there's some part of him that's feeling not as connected either, because you're just probably working from two very different styles. So really, you know, connect and reach out over the fact that he was so accepting.
So just to recap, because we threw a lot of things out there, so if you want to grab a pen or type this into your phone. Number one, you know, be thankful that the conversation you had last night went as well as it did, and that even though he's not sure how to give you exactly what you're looking for, he's willing to learn. That's terrific. Number two, check into Marriage Encounter weekends in your area. Really great resource for going a little bit deeper with your communication. Number three, check out the book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, which is available at CatholicCounselors.com. You might also go to Gottman.com, Gottman, for additional marriage-building resources. One thing I didn't suggest, but I should. I don't know if you guys are praying together about all of this. But one of the simple things you can do every morning, you know, roll toward each other when the alarm goes off and say, you know, Lord, you know, help me be the wife that God wants me to be. Help me to be the husband that you want me to be, Lord. And help us to love each other the way you want us to, and to really be there for each other and be able to give each other everything that we need from each other. Teach us, you know. And you're asking God every day to teach you how to have the marriage he wants you to have. We talk about how to do that more in our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, which is also available at CatholicCounselors.com, because that book is really about a way to deeper love, which is actually the subtitle, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. And then if you need more personalized guidance, you can always reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to set up an appointment. But Elizabeth, I'm so thrilled that you had that conversation. I'm so thrilled.
You're such a prayerful woman, and you're following the Holy Spirit's guidance. I mean, you've really made that clear, and that's beautiful.
And if there's more that we can do to support you in this journey, don't hesitate to reach out. We'd love to help you. Thank you so much for the call. We have to go to break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about stress on today's show titled, Give Me a Break. Are you feeling overwhelmed about a particular challenge in your life or relationships? Or, you know, maybe you're just stressed out in general and feeling like everything is getting to you these days. Or for that matter, maybe someone you care about is struggling with stress and you're not sure how to support them. Whatever the circumstances, if something is stealing your peace, let us help you reclaim your calm. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And if you're listening to the More to Life podcast later on, you can still get us those questions via email. The address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. All right, either way, we'll be back with your questions when More to Life continues after the break.
Another great podcast on EWTN Podcast Central is Lily. Drawn from hundreds of archival recordings, Alice von Hildebrand, Lily, to her friends, brings her timeless wit and charm to topics both timely and eternal. You can hear Lily and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, all free, at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, the show is titled, Give Me a Break, as we talk about those times when we feel overwhelmed, either about a particular challenge we're facing in our life or relationships, or just life in general. If you're stressed out and looking for ways to reclaim your calm, give us a call, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Joey, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Joey. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi. How are you guys? I really appreciate your program. I listen to you just about every day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I'm a father of nine. Two are out of the house and seven are home. We homeschool most of the kids except for the two that are special needs. They go to Light of the World Academy for their speech. And about 6 months ago, me and a couple of partners, I've been in sales for 15 years, started a used car sales business. And I told them, make sure you keep the heat on in the building. And they didn't, and the pipes burst. That was the first part of it. And then on March 18th, we had a house fire, and all of us were displaced about 20 minutes away from where our house is by the insurance company, thank God. I always try to see that the cup is half full. Nobody got hurt, and they're accepting the claim, and there's just a lot of, we say the rosary every night. I believe a family that prays together stays together. We go to church every Sunday, we pray every night, and we try to just to follow that that small road that we're supposed to get to heaven for. And I studied theology for years, and I try to get closer to God. I'm pretty much compulsive and impulsive by nature, so I've been battling against that for years. But with all this stuff that's happening right now, just extremely stressed out, trying to give it to God, trying to go to adoration about it. I'm off work because of what's going on with the house, and they're running the business without me. There's a lot of animosity there, and there's a lot of things I got to take care of in between time, and they understand that, but there's still animosity there, and it's creating a little animosity between me and my wife sometimes, but not all the time, and we're trying to work through it, and I'm just trying to find a little light at the end of the road. That's about it.
Okay. So, Joey, there's an awful lot going on here, and what can we help you with today? What specifically did you call in for?
I don't know. I just I was listening to your show this morning, and I was like, well, that's
okay.
Definite thing that's going on.
All right, I hear that. All right.
Everything about the topic hit too close to home for you. Yeah.
First and most importantly, we're adding.
To call you.
Oh, no worries. First, most importantly, we're going to add you to our More to Life prayer list and make sure that you, you're get. And we ask all of our listeners to please keep Joey and his family in your prayers as well. The one thing that I would say to you, all right, in addition to, you know, you're already praying as a family, that's really important. What I'd like you guys to do is to add this to that prayer time, to just say, what's one small thing each of us either needs from each other or can do to make each other's day a little easier or more pleasant? What's one small thing each of us can do to try to be a better team so that we can come out of this feeling a little stronger?
Yeah.
Because in spite of what we're going through.
And you can do that in your nighttime prayers for the next day, or if you pray in the morning, to do that so that you're aligning yourselves with being able to work with the Holy Spirit to make each other's day a little bit better.
Because stress really divides us, right? That's how the enemy gets in there and tries to build estrangement between us and the people that are in our life. So the best way to fight against that, other than praying together, which you're already doing, is to add that conversation to that prayer time where you're saying, you know, we're praying together and we're asking God to get us through this time, but let's talk a little bit and this is every day, you know, what can we do to really show up for each other today? What's one little thing each of us could do to try to be a better team or to make each other's day a little easier and more pleasant? When families are really going through it, like you guys are in the morning, and then you have that conversation again when the kids come home from school, right? So you're having so how are we going to get through the morning together? How are we going to get through the rest of the evening together? What do we need from each other, and what can we do to take care of each other? The more conscious you can be about having that conversation and really needing to draw closer to each other and take care of each other through this, the more likely it is you're going to get through this together in one piece. Right? It's when you allow the stress to cause each of you to adopt that sort of every man for himself attitude, that's when everything starts to fall apart. And when you've got as many stressors as you guys have and as many people as you've got going on there, that can be really, really easy to fall into. So have that daily conversation. What's one little thing that each of us could do to try to make each other's day a little easier and more pleasant, or to be a better team for each other? And if there's more we can do to support you through this, Joey, don't hesitate to reach out. We've added you to our More to Life prayer list. And listeners, we're taking your calls as well. Back in a minute.
We were made for spiritual greatness. The divine image is in every person, however dimly seen in some. God gave man a spiritual and immortal soul. From the first moment in the womb, he or she is destined for eternal life with God. Man, by his reasoning, is capable of understanding the order the Creator has established. By our will, we are capable of aligning ourselves with our true good, which is where we find our perfection. Reason provides recognition of God's voice directing us toward good and avoiding evil. The law of God is made known by our conscience and is fulfilled by the love of God and love of neighbor. Because our first parents sinned, we suffer the wound of original sin. Thus, while we still desire good, we are inclined toward evil and subject to error. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Now, we don't worship Mary. She is the Queen of All Saints. She is the Mother of God, the Theotokos, the God-bearer. But she does have a direct connection with Jesus. She's always pointing us to Jesus. She works together with the Lord in terms of turning people over to him and directing. Like, you have a problem, you go to your mom. Your mom's going to give you advice. What does our Mother Mary tell us? Go to Jesus, pray the rosary, go to Mass, receive the sacraments, go to confession. Go to my son, go to my son, go to my son. She's not talking all about her. She's talking about her son. And this is in all the approved apparitions. On the cross, Jesus gave Mary to St. John, Son, behold your mother, mother, behold your son. Now, aren't we supposed to emulate Christ and follow in the footsteps of his great apostles, such as the great St. John? And if John took Mary into his home and took care of her, then what are we supposed to do?
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When a close friend does something to offend you, do you usually assume they meant to be mean? Or instead, do you assume the offense was unintentional? Well, research finds that happily married couples tend to give each other the benefit of the doubt, an outlook that relationship experts call a positive intention frame, because it involves framing offensive actions in the best possible light. These couples assume that most of their spouse's offensive actions stem from miscommunication or misunderstanding, not from bad intentions. Now, having a positive intention frame doesn't mean excusing offensive behavior. happy couples address bad behavior directly, but they do it in a way that assumes the best about their spouse and lets them save face. Instead of criticizing their spouse, they might complain about the spouse's behavior. See the difference? Criticisms frame the person as the problem. Complaints frame the behavior as the problem. When a couple consistently adopts this attitude about each other, it makes it easier for them to bring up issues, and more likely that those issues can be resolved with a minimum of drama. Get more tips for nurturing a happy marriage in our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or if you'd like more personalized, faith-filled help, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about stress on our show titled Give Me a Break. And if you're feeling overwhelmed about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships, or you're just feeling stressed out in general, like everything is getting to you these days, or for that matter, if someone you care about is struggling with stress and you're not sure how to support them, we're here for you. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Claudia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Milwaukee.
Claudia, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Well, we're just going to see.
Bless your heart.
Wait, you ain't heard nothing yet. I'm an 80-year-old widow, who also during this time lost my dog of 15 years, found out my son is an alcoholic and drug addict, and is beyond, he has brain damage. And my sister, as I'm speaking with you, is passing. Now, all of this I'm dealing with the help of the Lord, because I know he has plans for everything. But I'm scrupulous as heck besides. And I am like you say in your little commercial there, I've just had it.
Okay.
Help.
Are you looking for help with dealing with any of the specific concerns that you raised there? Or are you looking for, in general, for how to manage the stress? How can we best help you?
Well, we've had therapy for 57 years with me. So I don't know if this is just a cross I'm asked to bear. However, I do believe that we have done what we can for my son, next to commitment, and we're on a list for that.
Okay.
And the passage of time may heal the loss of my animal as well as my husband. How do I react to that? I'm alone. I am inactive and sedentary, and I don't feel, maybe I'm not finished grieving, but I'm just at a standstill. I keep myself, I'm in one room, as I live in one room, and I get to church on Sunday, where I used to be very
active. Are you physically able to get out more, or are you struggling with physical disabilities?
I'm very, very limited funds.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And I don't have a car because I can't afford the car. I can't afford upkeep on the vehicle.
Okay. All right, Claudia, so God bless you. You know, you have a beautiful heart. You're a very faithful woman. You've really kind of held on to your faith through all these challenges. And I know that, and I agree with you, I do believe that God has a plan for you. Let me just speak specifically. You know, you're handling the situation with your son as best you can. You have, you know, you're on that waiting list for the long-term care for him. Let me talk a little bit about the grief. Because, you know, you said you lost your husband within the last year, and you're also grieving the loss of a beloved pet. Grief isn't the process of letting go. It's the process of finding ways to stay connected to the person or the thing that you lost. It's the way that we find to hold on to what that person meant to us, or to hold on to the things that we learned from them, or things that we did with them, or even, you know, physical things that are sort of emblematic of them. You know, I shared this yesterday, you know, when my dad passed away, you know, gosh, that's 15, 16 years ago now. You know, one of the things that I remember when I was a little kid is I would sit with him while he would polish his shoes, you know, and so I have his shoe shine kit. And so when I smell that wax and I see the brushes, and it just really brings it back to me. I talk to him every day, you know, whenever he was good around the house with handy band projects, and I'm not so much. So I ask for his intercession all the time whenever I'm about to step into something that I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do. I found ways to stay connected to him so that I still feel close with him, even though he's passed on. And so that the point being that when we're grieving, it's not about letting go of the person. It's not about getting over them. It's not about pretending it didn't happen or just, you know, getting on with your life. It's about moving forward and figuring out how you can bring that person with you in meaningful ways. And so that's what I'd like you to really be praying about. You know, as you're dealing with the rest of these things, as you are, you know, bringing all this pain to God, you know, asking him to show you how you can bring your husband along with you, how you can bring along those memories of your pet and the things that you did together. It might be helpful to gather some of the photographs that you shared of experiences with your husband or times with your pet, or, you know, those kinds of things that allow you to stay connected to that. But resist that temptation to give into what a lot of people will say, that it's about just, you just have to get on with it, you just have to move on, you just have to, you know, live your life, because it's really not about that. And by the way, you know, the people, of course, in our life who have passed on, you know, as Christians, we believe they are very much alive in Christ, and so we can still talk to them, we still can ask for their intercession. And, you know, so I'm sure that your husband is praying for you before our Lord. So there's nothing wrong with talking to him and asking him for those prayers to get through these difficult times.
Because we have to understand that it's not just, as you were saying, well, time will help you get over it. It does in a way, but we can also get stuck in grief if we're just waiting for time to take care of it, but actively thinking of how to connect with it. And there are those daily things, as Greg was saying, I find it a lot easier to really connect with the virtues that the people that I have lost really exhibited. Greg's dad was honestly the kindest man I've ever met in my entire life. My father was very much the same. My mother had virtues that I really did admire in a lot of ways. And so I try to say, you know, how would she have handled this? How can I handle it in the same way? When we do that, we're keeping our connection with them. And as Greg was saying, because they're part of the communion of saints, we can constantly be praying for their intercession, even if we're concerned, you know, that they haven't made it there yet, that they are in purgatory. We can pray for their souls, but also ask for their intercession as well. They are there praying to just get through this, to be in a different place, to understand how we can stay connected with them, that we can heal our hearts enough to deeply feel our faith again. All of those things are available to us because, as Catholics, we know that as part of the communion of saints, they can pray for us and intercede for us every day. So that could be very helpful. And even as you're moving through this process of your sister's illness, you know, really saying, what do I need to be able to stay connected with her as she moves on to the next part of eternal life? And how can I make sure that I feel close to her in all of those ways? So we highly encourage you to do that. So glad that you can at least get out for Mass on Sundays. Make sure that you're doing that. And as you're doing, please stay on EWTN Radio. Stay on EWTN TV, because the Holy Spirit really will use that to help give you guidance and solace through all of this.
Thank you so much for the call, Claudia. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. And we're taking your calls, listeners, on our show today titled Give Me a Break, as we talk about stress and feeling overwhelmed. And whether you're stressed out about a particular challenge in your life or relationships, or you're just stressed out in general and feeling like everything's getting to you these days, we are here to help. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. It's, as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As I read this, I really did put the emphasis on come to me, because I think when we are scared, freaked out, overwhelmed, distressed, brokenhearted, we have a tendency to, without even knowing it, keep God at arm's length. We're afraid. We're afraid that he will ask another thing from us that will break us. And the scripture really lets us know he is gentle and lowly of heart. We will find rest in him if we don't keep him at arm's length. Often we will say our prayers, but we say them as words, hoping that it will appease God and he will be nice to us. But we really need to come to him with all our pain, all our fear, all our doubts, all our anger, all of our frustration, and ask him to enter into it. Ask him to be merciful to us. Ask him to guide us through all of it. We can draw closer to him and find our answers, but we won't do that if we draw closer to him only through lip service or at an arm's length and think that we're doing it. He wants all of us. He wants our hearts. He wants our troubled minds. And then he can really enter into whatever it is we are going through.
877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, Give Me a Break, as we talk about those times when we feel overwhelmed because of stressful events in our life or relationships, or just a stressed out feeling in general that makes us feel like everything's getting to us. If you are stressed and you're looking for ways to reclaim your calm, we are here to help. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We'll be back with your questions coming up after the break.
As the largest religious media network in the world, EWTN has an important role in educating others about our Catholic faith and spreading the good news of salvation. We invite you to explore our numerous pages of historical faith documents, prayers, teachings, and other current issues in Catholicism today. Visit EWTN.com and click Catholicism. EWTN is the global Catholic network.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Give Me a Break, as we talk about recovering from stress.
Before we go to our next call, we need to let you know that our wonderful friends in Kansas need to hear from you next week. Divine Mercy Radio will air their spring pledge drive Tuesday through Friday.
So if you're listening in Hayes, Kansas, Great Bend, Colby, or anywhere, remember, support your local EWTN Catholic radio station. Keep Catholic radio going strong and growing stronger every day. EWTN is here for you. So this is a great opportunity to make sure that EWTN can keep being here for you for decades to come. We are talking about stress today on our show titled Give Me a Break, as we talk about those times when we get stressed out about a particular situation in our life or relationships, or when just stressed out in general and we're having a tough time. You know, family life can be awfully stressful. But there's a great place to turn for you Catholic parents out there to get the support you need in building a more loving, caring, connected, faithful Catholic home. It's called Catholic Home. It's spelled H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. It's an app where you can not just get resources like podcasts, downloadable activities, videos to help you be a more effective parent, but also get daily support from our entire team of pastoral counselors and Catholic Family Life coaches. So if you've got a parenting question, a question about living your faith at home, about creating a more meaningful family prayer life, or just having a more rewarding and enjoyable family life, we are all there for you every day. Ask whatever questions you like and take advantage of those resources. Learn more by downloading the Catholic HOM app today. We hope to see you there and be part of the Catholic home community. Well, with that, let's take our next caller. Lisa, who's up?
We're talking with Jackie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do with you for you today?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for your show. It's amazing.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
My biggest stress right now, and often, is my kids' cell phones. They're 15 and 17, and I wish I wouldn't have even gave in and got them for them at 13 and 15, but I did. So last night I discovered my 15-year-old son was going through his phone, which I don't often do, but I did last night, and discovered some foul language, which I was disappointed in. But then as I kept reading, I discovered he has a Snapchat, which they're not allowed to have social media. But then the big kicker was he was on some undress app where the women, their same pictures, one is clothed, and then the other one is like their bra and panties or lingerie. And he was in bed, so I didn't say anything to him yet. And this morning, because my first reaction is I get the anger builds up in me, and I probably just yell at him. But this morning, he went to school, and I didn't want him to take his phone. But then he complains, well, I need it for school. I have to take pictures. And I know that is true. He does. And then the last time I took the phone away from him, he complained about how this is why I always get bullied and, you know, I can't have social media and all my friends bully me, which I think really the term would be they probably tease him. I don't think they bully him.
No, but they probably bully him.
Yeah, they probably do.
So let's talk about how to handle this. I mean, so you know, of course, this is you know, it's a concerning thing for parents. It's a normal thing to happen, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing to happen. And you know, questions about how to relate to the phone in general and how to deal with this in particular. So, you know, these days, honestly, it's impossible to have a social life without a phone. And especially without social media. And I understand why you have those concerns about it. But it's an opportunity for us to disciple our kids in how to handle the demands of modern life appropriately, right? So if we just don't let them have the thing, then we're not actually teaching them how to use the thing, right? And then whenever they leave, for example, to go to college, then they do whatever they want with the thing, and we've lost the opportunity to really disciple them in how a godly person interacts with these kinds of things, whether it's the phone in general or social media or those sorts of resources. So just a couple of tips on the whole phone bit, and then we'll zero in specifically on the pictures that you found. You know, it's a good idea to have sort of an open policy when it comes to social media and the use of the phone. So for example, in our home, the rule has always been, you know, if you're talking to somebody on your phone, if you're texting with somebody or you're engaging in social media on your phone around us, you've invited that person into our house, right? Which gives us the right to ask you questions about, hey, who are you talking to? What are you guys talking about? And it's not, who are you talking to?
Yeah, we're not grilling our children, but it's very much getting to know their friends through the interactions they're having on social media, on their phone, in real time.
It's not that we, so this way we don't have to go and like, you know, open up their phones and check on them when they're not looking. We know what's going on because we're part of the conversation. So, you know, we see them texting, hey, what who are you messaging? You know, what's going on? And that allows us to be part of those interactions too, because there have been lots of times where our kids, you know, started to get into a conversation that was, you know, they were in over their heads, or where the certain things were coming up that they didn't know how to handle. But because we had that open phone policy and we could ask them, and they were used to having conversation with us about what was going on, we were able to coach them and say, well, you know, this is something maybe you want to step away from, or this is a situation where you maybe want to say this, and we would actually, you know, talk it out together. So, you know, don't be afraid of the of devices. Don't be afraid of social media. See it as the opportunity that it is for you to disciple your kids in how to have healthy, holy social interactions with other folks. And the same thing's true of these pictures. I mean, it's perfectly normal for a young man to be attracted to a beautiful woman. That's not an acceptable way to express attraction, right? But you want, what you want to be able to go to him and say is, look, you know, it's good that you have these attractions, because God has given you those feelings so that you can prepare for marriage, right? So let's talk about, you know, are you interested in a particular girl, or how do you, let's talk about these feelings and where you're at, and you start having conversations with him about, you know, what God is calling him to, and how, what it would mean for him to prepare to be a godly husband and a godly father, because that's part of what those feelings are about too, right? We talk about all of this in our book, Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids. It takes a developmental approach to passing on the Catholic vision of love. So we basically have the kinds of conversations you need to be having with your kids from infancy all the way through young adulthood in that book, and kind of raise the different issues and talk you through how to address those things. So as a follow-up, I'd really encourage you to check out Beyond the Birds and the Bees, which is all about, again, raising sexually whole and holy kids. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com. But, you know, the first and most important rule to keep in mind about this or any other issue as a parent is freak not out, okay? Because the more worked up and upset you get, the more you give the impression to your kids that you can't guide them, that they are handling things that you don't know how to deal with. So instead of being afraid or upset that these conversations happened online, or that he saw these pictures or whatever, use that as an opportunity to say, you know, my son needs my help in learning how to have appropriate interactions with peers, and learning how to have appropriate how to deal appropriately with the attractions that he's feeling, and the, you know, the ways his body is changing, and the interest he has in girls. That's a really good opportunity for you guys to draw closer together, so you can disciple him and how to be a healthy and holy, godly young man. So, you know, don't be afraid of those conversations, and don't be upset that these things happen. See it as an invitation.
Now, I can honestly understand if you're saying, but nobody trained me in this. I don't know what the answers are. Hence, you called in today, Jackie, right? You're saying, I don't know what to do when he's doing these things, because our parents didn't have to deal with it, and we don't really know what to do. That's one of the many reasons that Catholic Counselors is here for you. If you're saying, I need training in this, I don't know what to do, Catholic Counselors is there to be able to say, hey, we're trained in the theology of the body. We can help you understand how to handle these interactions with your son, so they're drawing closer to each other, you and him, closer to God, and you have that feeling that you can handle this.
I will say, you know, this is something I just mentioned a few minutes ago, but these are the kind of conversations we have with Catholic parents every day on Catholic Home. If you download the Catholic HOM app and you have follow-up questions to ask on this type of issue, or any other questions related to raising godly kids, that's what Catholic Home is there for, too. So that's another resource for you. That's Catholic HOM. It's an app. You can get it on Android or iOS.
So hopefully we were able to kind of fill in some of those questions for you today and give you a way to go, so that you're not freaking out when he comes home today. And remember, don't freak out when he comes home today. But if you need that support, CatholicCounselors.com and Catholic HOM is here for you to walk this way, because you got a few years left to keep taking on all of this stuff. Jackie, thank you so much for your call today.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. Thanks so much for being part of it and allowing us to walk with you during this part of your faith journey. And if you are looking for more resources to help you manage stress gracefully, we really encourage you to check out the many resources we have at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice and work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's again at CatholicCounselors.com. But again, as we mentioned, if you're looking for ways to cope with family stress more effectively, then the Catholic Home app is for you. And you can download that. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. It's chock filled with resources like monthly downloadable activities, weekly podcasts, videos, live streams that happen monthly, plus accompaniment from our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches that you can ask questions with every day, join our moderated discussions to just learn more about what it takes to build a more loving, caring, and connected. Faithful Catholic home. Check it out, Catholic H-O-M. God bless you, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Get out there and celebrate the life God has for you. And remember, with His grace, there is just so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
Been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.